I have to admit this Shabbos that there was so much stuff from Rav Hirsch that, and I spent about 5 hours going over the whole thing. And my biggest problem was what to cut out and how to cut out. I had to cut out like 7/10 of what I wanted to say. We have so much to do, so let's get right into it. And I apologize about my voice. I still have the post Simchas Torah. Post Simchas Torah voice issue, but it's getting better every day, but it's going to be a little weak, so if everybody could sit a little closer to that, I would really appreciate it.
I knew that without you saying that.
So let's begin. Rav Hirsch is absolutely a blow away on this week's parasha. Rav Hirsch wrote 175 pages on this week's parasha. I read about 150 of the 175. Then I had to cut down 3/4 because I knew there wasn't enough time. So we're going to go a little bit quickly in the Shabbosy style this week. We came the right week. Bereshis bara Elokim. Nimtu zeh perish ha-pasuk. Bereshis kol havaya hoya Elokim ha-borei. Oh, im nosif l'nso es shnei musayim. Mitchila rishona bara Elokim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz. Mikol makom. Bereshis mevateas ha-uvda. Shilabriyas ha-Elokim kodam ha-ayim. I forgot to mention, I want to mention that this morning's shiur is being sponsored by Jerry and Esther Williams, Le'ili Nishmas, Jerry's mother, Mrs. Judy Williams, Alea Shalom, Chava Basli Yehudis Basra Rav Yosef, in the merit of the learning we do the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Says of Hirsch, Havari kana yisod l'osa akara, sha'atorim avakeshes l'ntoa v'libeinu. Hipuchahu amuna b'kadmas ha'olam. Rav Hirsch was relating to some people who hold that, no, the world has been around before any creator. Shehi yisod musad l'akara elilis, at etzem ayom hazeh. Ha'atorah b'pesach t'varea, says, Bereish yisbar elokim, the first words of the Torah are meant to dispel this myth. V'chol ha'amar lachem yikein toli v'omri b'milum elam. Hakol, chomer, v'tzura, shel kol ha'oved, the material of everything was created. Nivra ayudei borei chavshi, kol yachol. V'haborei odenu shalit b'cheirus ala chomer v'atzura shel kol ha'oved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of every single aspect of creation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be in charge of every single aspect, good morning, of all creation. God continues to be in charge of every living thing, plant, animal, as you're going to see. He is the one who decided the laws of nature, that based on his will and his mouth, everything that happened. Just like God is completely free to act on his world, by the fact that God came before the world, that shows that he has complete dominion over the world, and he set the world in motion, and he set up all the laws. Similarly, God allows man to rule over his world. Just like God has dominion over the world, so too man has complete dominion over his body. Man has complete free will to decide what to do with his body, with his guf, with his kochos, with his abilities. Kach baras adam b'tzalmo b'tzalam chavshi shel hakel chavshi. U'chatzalam elokim. With all of the world's lacking, with all of the world's problems, with all of the world's yetzaharas, with all of man's dark side, this is God's will. With all of man's musar lackings, his ethical lackings, however, man was created with all of his lackings, with the ability to completely control himself, to control his urges, to control his desires, to control his actions. man was just like God has complete dominion over the world, so too man who was created in the image of God has complete dominion over all of his abilities, all of his actions, everything that he wants to do. Ha'efsharut lachato hu chelek mishleimus ha'musaris. The ability for man to sin is part of his completeness. Shekein hi tanai yisod l'cheirusa ha'musaris. Ushneim. Just like God has complete freedom to do whatever the heck he wanted to do with the world, so too man has complete freedom. And man has to have. Gavi, let me just move up closer because my voice is still. So too man is created with the complete ability to, thank you. So too man is created with the complete ability to do good and to do bad. That's part of it. Just like God could have done whatever he wanted to do. He could have created the world in whatever way he wanted to. He had complete dominion. So too man has complete dominion. And that includes the ability to do bad. Ushneim, ha'olam v'ha'adam, the world and man, yasigu asamatar el yonah shel atov, shel amana nivrushneim. They both will ultimately get to ultimate good. That's the way why the world was created. Ki akel shehitzim matar azulahem baras shneim, because God created both of them, the world and man. Lo usam matar al piris anachavshi, which was his complete free will, she'ein matzal v'nav. Nothing can stop God from invoking his will. These first three words is the root of the entirety of Torah, says Rav Hirsch. Bereshis bar Elokim, these three words are the root of the entirety of Torah. Hu ha-yisod la-hakara yehudit al Hashem, al ha-olam va-adam. These are the foundation of man's belief about God, about the world, and about man. V'chashem nishtakcha ha-karazu milei va-adam. When people have forgotten about this, and people say the world came first, or the Big Bang Theory, or all these other theories and things that happen, he's gonna give a scathing attack on the Big Bang Theory shortly, if I get to it. But like I said, one of the worst things, Rav Hirsch wrote 175 pages on Bereshis, and I spent 5 hours just trying to prune down what I wanted to say, so it's going to be very quick today, I apologize. We're going, it's going to be and even this is like a tenth of what I wanted to say. You have to read the whole thing. You have to read all 175 pages. It took me like 3 hours to read all 175 pages. That's also why God, in the beginning of creation, also made open miracles. He made open miracles to remind man of God's all-powerful, all-ability to do whatever he wants. And actually, it's a message to us that we can do whatever we want because we were created in the image of God. We have complete power to be perfectly good or to be horribly bad. It's completely up to us. We have complete powers and ability to achieve perfection. Hanisim, heros akalachav sheyashal lomatzim b'tevim lo b'chol chomer v'chok v'koach v'chok. Achein, hayu el nisim k'mashram nisim hamisnosim v'rama. Right, nes means miracle. It also means a sign, a symbol. These nisim were symbols. Heim chazu v'chdiu lev adam esamuna b'kel chavshi she'in ma'atzor l'fanav. V'chamor amun is a yisod. It's the whole foundation. Let's continue. Now, go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rav Hirsch sees in nature, Rav Hirsch sees a tremendous mussar in nature. We are supposed to learn a tremendous amount from nature. I'll just try to tell you outside what he says next paragraph. Every plant, the millions of types of plants, they can only function in the way of that plant, right? An estro can't decide to behave like a blade of grass. Everything has its way of behaving, and man also has his way of behaving. The fact that there are laws of nature, listen to what he says. But Pasuk Yud Aleph, let's look at the Pasuk. Vayomer Elokim tad sheharetz deshe, esav mazriya zera, eitz pri osa pri lamino, vatotze haretz deshe, esav mazriya laminehu, laminehu. Rav Hirsch puts a lot of emphasis on the word laminehu. Everything has its type. God created with its type. God created nature in a certain way. Nature is a lesson to us. Just like nature functions the way it is supposed to do, always, it can't change its nature. A tree can't suddenly decide to behave like an animal. And a tree, an apple tree can't suddenly decide to produce potatoes. It can't happen. That's not the way God created. Look what he says. But Pasuk Yud Aleph, anach overim l'tchum hachayim organiyim, organic life. We see the grass. These words keep repeating. Lemino, lemineu. Hasholei b'chol olam atzmachim. Hinehem l'fonenu b'chol rov gav nu nisam. Ve'ein lahem mispar. There's no end. Ach, ish ish pol rak leminehu. Hu mitpateach rak b'tchum shehutzav lemino. Va'anachdu kormis ha'pasak ha'gadol. Shu pshara shel osa olam. The whole foundation of the whole world is Vayomer Elokim Tad Sheharetz. God said, grass, you have to behave like this. Apple tree, like this. Orange tree, like this. Potato, tomato, lettuce. You have your rules of the way you operate. B'devar Hashem et Sheharetz Deshe. Hu Shegazer Xeras Lamino. God decreed the Xera of Lamino. Hashalet is B'chol Tzemach B'chomer V'tsura. Udevar Hashem odenu poelu miskalev v'shaleid begvura b'chol tzemach v'chol navat. Rav Hirsch stresses time and time again throughout the 170 pages that we're supposed to look at every single blade of grass as a reminder, God made this grass behave in this way. God made this tree behave in this way. God made this fruit behave in this way. Begvulos misuyamosu kvuim. Nature has very specific ways it's supposed to function, because God wanted it to function exactly in that way. This is the idea behind you can't crossbreed, right? If God wanted each breed to function by itself, so you can't mate this kind of an animal, that kind of an animal, because God wants it in a certain way. The Torah places incredible emphasis and importance on this idea. We are supposed to see God through nature. We're supposed to look around at every single way, every single piece of nature works, and see God through that. Shekain, he hifnetat mabapenu elav b'chol tzad shenitzad b'chayenu. He lo rak asra aleinu hafrash al mabish l'chok zeh, ideas are killer behema. Not only is it asr to mixed breeds, ella, he hosif aleinu yisur macherim. Esar is a kile zroim, kile akerim, charisha b'shor v'chamor. You can't plow with an ox and a chamor together. Iser shatnas, right? Wearing a garment of wool and linen, and even iser basar b'chalav, mixing together meat and milk. V'kach, b'chol yachaseinu im ha'olam ha'organi. All of our relationship with the organic world, b'shas zrio natia, when we plant, b'shas avoda be'behema, when we plow, b'shash and eslabesh, when we get dressed, af be'esa, even when we eat, suma aleinu lishmar al seder. We are commanded to observe this Seder, the order of creation. God wanted it in a certain way. Why? This is to remind us of the rule of Leminehu. Everything has a place. Everything has a particular way. Give me a second, Barry. Everything has a place. Everything has a particular way it's supposed to be done. And it's supposed to teach us also that we have a specific way that we're supposed to live. Give me 1 second. He made us in this world, this living world. He made us man amongst plants. He made us Jews among man. We are Jews. The only way we are supposed to act is in the way Jews are supposed to act. We are the ultimate example for all of creation. Nasig cherus va'atzmos individualiut rak b'shmiras hasyagim shel achok eloki. Just like the animals and plant life have a specific way, the only way they can integrally, the way they were created, act, so too we have a chok eloki. We have also a way of God that we are supposed to act by that way. Kol haTorah kula einena ela mitzvos lemino. The whole Torah is all about lemino. This is the root of all of Torah. Let me know. Everything goes according to its own way. Shenitna lada miYisrael. Hachol ha'eloki nitan l'chol yitzuri olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakuk b'meshek olamo. God needs for the sustenance of his world le'ezov to the hyssop u'le'erez, the cedar tree. L'shibolas, God needs the ear of corn Ula Geffen. God needs the grape. Ish ish kivil tzachorim yuchalo. Usamech bechelko. Right? The grape doesn't say to God, how come you didn't make me an apple? It doesn't say that way. The grass doesn't say, why didn't you make me a tree? No, you know you have your place in this world. That's what you're supposed to do. Ha'ezov lo yikane be'eres, ha'shibolos lo tekane be'gefen. Ha'gefen lo tevakesh lios shibolos. V'ha'eres lo yishv lios ezov. Heim manichim b'dei Hashem es tachtes olamo. They leave that to God. V'heim sasim usmeichim litrum estrumasam leklal. They're happy to contribute their contribution. V'kach ha'kadosh baruch hu zakuk. God needs mankind. God needs Jews. God needs non-Jews. God wants non-Jews to do the non-Jewish thing in life, and God wants Jews to do the Jewish thing in life. God's ultimate divine plan will be arrived. Man is not supposed to ask to be woman, and woman is not supposed to ask to be man. God has a job for men and a job for women. Rav Hirsch speaks at length about this. They're both created equal. They have different jobs, but they have their jobs. Ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah hu yitrum is ha-truma, ha-nedredes mitzvah l'tov is ha-klal. Barosh ha-chukim ha-elam, ha-stim is kogs al-dim yitzorov, omdim isuri arayos. And that's the whole idea about isuri arayos, about only being interested in your own wife and not being interested in a woman that's forbidden for you. Same idea as Kilayim, same thing. You can't crossbreed. You can't ask for that which is not destined for you. God told you what's destined for you, and that's where you're supposed to go. B'shmirasam, tuluya taras ha'adam. By keeping the laws of Arayos, that is what man's purity is all about. B'min ha'adam, in the human race. Taras ha'yehudi, b'mishpachas Yisrael. B'kechol sha'asug ola b'ma'alaso. And the higher you get, the more refined it has to be. Kain misvasvim added on siyagim al chayishim. Kain mitarbas kidrash lishmiras hamin gam b'nei noach nistov al arayis. Even non-Jews have a commandment of arayis. Ach she'er ach v'v'nida hutrolahem. But certain things are allowed, right? The relatives on the father's side. The kedusha yisrael is kachi yisrael. The Jews have a little more kedusha. They used to be karis. Lamalam hem omdim ha-kohanim. Kohanim are even more limited. Can't marry a divorcee. Him niskacha isri lav uvarosh kol kohen gadol. He's got to marry a basula. Achein ein adam kona malu ruchanus musaris ella bish. A man does not acquire heightened levels of spirituality ella bishmira miduk dekes, unless he has very careful watch over al gidre chay hamin utznius musaris hu yisod musad lebinyan hakodesh shel hamin haenoshi. Rav Hirsch goes on about this for like 30 pages. But I only gave you the bat. I'm sorry, Barry, I cut you off. You had a comment to make.
Two things. One, the Basel Makalos doesn't feel like it really belongs in that place. Was there always this prohibition of Basel Makalos? Really, did it come up later for different reasons? It's not really the same focus, let's say, as Goliath.
I find it fascinating that he lumps them all together. But first of all, Barry, let's take it a step back. Many Mepharshim view these things as chukim, like they have no reason. It's just a chok. I collide. Well, why can't I be mixing the rehearses? No, it's all part of a plan. It's all part of a mahalach. It's part of a message to each of us that things are supposed to have their track. And just like a man is not supposed to marry his sister, you're not supposed to marry someone who's related to you, you have to follow the track that's set out for your min. So God ordained it. The reason for Basa Mechalav is that we should know that there's a meat track and there's a milk track, and that's the way God wanted it to be. And you're not supposed to crossbreed kilayim. You're not supposed to crossbreed wool and linen. Again, and that's a symbol to us about the fact that we have our way. We're not supposed to be like the non-Jews. Kohanim are not necessarily supposed to be like Yisraelim. A guy can hack him. The Kohen gets the first aliyah. What I'm just as good as that guy. Well, why does he get the first aliyah? No, that's God has a different mahalak for everybody, and he's viewing Basa B'chalav in the same way. I think you're right. That's a big chiddush. I wouldn't have viewed it that way, but that's where Hirsch sees it.
The second thing is, I think that you probably guess it in the only 29 pages, but there's so many different laws, not just the riots, that really do keep us familiar. Even if it's talking about a man not dressed like a woman.
Oh, exactly right. Exactly. Agreed. Agreed. 100%. 100%. And let's continue back, because now he talks about how he took. Now he goes to the fourth job. I jumped to the fourth day of creation about the creation of the sun, the moon, the stars. So, what does the Torah say about these things? Vahayula osos. These are osos. What are the osos? What in what way are the sun, moon, and the stars? In what way are they osos? Says of Hirsch, Heim osos la adam derech klal. Same idea here. By the way, he winds the same theme through the entire parasha. Kol kochve hashemay muksi leim. Maksar tkuva shel oyerech. Umeal akol halach hashemesh. The sun. That nobody can hide from its warmth. She'en istamech hamasol. Kol elu misapim kvod kel mishamayim. All these speak about the glory of Hashem. Ein omer vein dvarim yabiyu tilaso. Heim romzim la'adam. They hint to man. Umi'ir mes libo. La'das al elyon. When we look up at the heavens, and we see stars, and we see the sun, and we see the moon, we're supposed to remember Hashem. B'chol, Rav Hirsch is so insistent on seeing God in nature. Gan Eden is a place on this earth, right? It's here. It's on this earth. I'm not going to get to all of it, but b'chol k'tzos ha'aretz yakiru v'yavastru yesh Elokim. Every blade of grass screams there's a God in this world. Every star, the moon, the sun, everything we look at, we're supposed to say there's a God in this world. Ulam hama'oros heim osis gam derech prat. However, the sun, the moon, and the stars are not just general, also specific commandments. La'enoshut, to humankind. Hamischadeshes al adama chadasha, huheres akeshes. The first sign of man's covenant with God was a rainbow. Zos os habris, asher akimos minu vein kol basar. Ukeremez la'avram, when God wanted to show Avram that he was with him, what did he say? He brought him outside and showed him, look at the stars. Herolos kochvei ha'shamayim, ko yezarecha, kochvei ha'shamayim l'rov. Uchamom telerak b'motz v'yashem. And before the Jewish people went on its journey in Egypt, God took Moshe Rabbeinu out and he said to him, what? Ha'chodesh hazel lachem. Take a look at the moon. The moon is for you a symbol. Chidosh zeh shel or yedugma shel lachem. Hine ha'levana, the moon keeps on waxing and waning. Mischadesh is tamid. Ve'ora, mosif aholich. Kein tischachu gam atem. Betosifu tahara. Visakumu l'chayim chadashim. Kein chidshu es orchem. You guys, Jewish people, when you find yourselves dark, pick yourselves up and strive for the light again, like the moon. Kumu va'oru. Continue to look for your light to shine. When the Jewish people's light is dark, the Holocaust, don't worry. Right around the corner, there's going to be a tremendous light, the creation of the state of Israel. The Jewish people are like the moon. We get darker, we get lighter. That's why the symbols in the heavens are la'osos. They are a symbol for us. Mikol alatas musav ruach, mikol choshech afilas goro. Hine ze besuraschem la'olam. Besuras ha'geula, redemption is going to come min hara, u'min ha'chet, v'chidush ha'ne'urim l'kras chi cheros v'chayim. Kazer re'e v'kadesh. Im tira ha'levana, ha'mechadesh says ora, if you look at the moon that continues to rejuvenate its light, Kachuas hazman bikalchem kumu gamatem l'chaim chadoshim v'oru b'or chadosh b'or musar v'ruach b'or yesha v'chaim kach hayu hamoros. In this way, all of the heavenly luminaries, the stars for Avram, the moon for Klal Yisrael, the sun every day, the rainbow. In this way, these things are osos. Heim samlam, they symbolize. Haftachas ha-geula va-kedusha. They symbolize the promise of geula and sanctity. Shenit uladnu Yisrael. Let's continue. Now he goes to the creation of man. And I'm so upset that we have to cut this short. There is so much here. I really urge you to read it. I'm just going to give you, in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to give you short little snippets. Shabsi style. Not so much Barry style. But we'll see. Let's go. Short little snippets. Here we go. Adam is related. Now, I want to tell you something else about Rav Hirsch's commentary. You're going to see this. He's always into the words, the philology, the usage of words. and I left it all out because a lot of it is technical, and I wanted to get to the meat, to the kicker. But Adam, here he talks about, he goes at length to say, don't tell me that Adam comes from Adama. I don't buy that. Adama comes from Adam. But Adam is much higher than Adama. And here he says also, Adam is related to the word Hadom. Hadom Ragloi, where God puts his feet. Adam hu ha-hiskalas ha-krov v'yoseh shalakel. Man is the most godlike of all of creation. Ubo miskalas shechina b'tachtonim. Man is God representative here on earth. K'mochen karav Adam la-hadom. Hava omer ha-adam hu hadom ragle ha-shechina ba-aretz. That is where God puts his feet on this earth. Man is God's representation of his feet on this earth. Hadom mishamish esagavoa. Laval yatzeg esraglav al aretz. God doesn't have to show up himself on the world. Had man not been placed in this world, God would have to come down himself. Yemolei hushas adam lahadom haya kadosh baruch hu magshim bechvodo v'atzmo eskol ha-emes v'harachmim eskol ha-mishpat v'acheset shu chafetz pakshim asad baretz. What are God's plans for this earth? Emes, truth, rachamim, mercy, mishpat, justice, chesed, loving kindness. That's what God wants in this earth. God placed man to carry out these four pillars. Emes, absolute truth, rachamim, mercy, mishpat, justice, chesed, loving kindness. And had God not placed man here to do that, God would have had to come down himself and do it. But God placed man here as God's representative to invoke these four pillars. Shasha Adam Osa Es Ratzon Boro. When man does the will of God, Ein Sorach Shehakel Yerid El Aretz Kedil Lasis Tzu Tachtonim. So God doesn't need to come down on this earth to be the Hadom. Man is God's Hadom. That's why he's called Adam. Hadom means a footstool. Man is God's representation down here on this earth. Ha'adam hu Hadom l'shchina. Ha'adam hu chosemes hakel b'briya. Hu ha'chosem bo yakir orm s'rona ne'elam. U'v'sofo shel davar karav Adam le'domeh. B'tosefes aleph mi'acheres. B'tosefes achad mi'acheres. Yehudo shel Adam leos domeh le'elokav. Adam is also related to domeh. The Shla already said Adameh le'elyon. Adam comes from the word domeh. We're like God. We're not shaveh. We're not equal to God, but we're domeh. We're like God. Ach, mutal alav lidamos le'elokav b'kocho ha'chavshi v'apoyel. Like you said earlier, we have complete free will. God has complete free will. And we have to use that complete free will to invest this world with chesed, justice, tzedek, mishpat, chesed, right? Emes, truth, and rachamim. Ha'adam hu natzig. Man is God's representative. Uba koach lakem. Let's continue. Similarly, Bitzalmenu. Man was created in God's image. Kvar hochachnu sham. Tzelem is like shalem. And semel is the symbol. Mitzayin rakis halvosh achitzoni es hatavnes hagufanis. Nimtza bitzalmenu bilavushenu. Hava omer. Im yizgashmu v'yislabshu bilavush chitzoni. If you want to know the physical manifestation of God's chesed, rachamim, emes, and mishpat, v'hakidusha, and the sanctity of hanhagas Hashem. Man's body was created to physically carry out this. Chesed, Rachmim, Emes, Mishpat, and here he adds Kedusha. Kvar tavniso ha-gufanis, man's physical body, shel ha-adam, mi'ida alav, shehu ba koach lekel, elokus ale adamos. Man's body was created to be able to invoke godliness on this physical earth. Salmo shel Adam, kidmusenu, hu holem es Adam shenoad lihidamos le'elokav. Tafkido shel Adam, man's job lihidamos le'elokav, mispadefo b'derech shlilis. Al yehei b'libo davar hasosa l'midos elokis. man cannot do or think anything that contradicts God's attributes of emes, truth, chesed, tzedek, kedusha, holiness. Ein adam yachol ishtavos al Hashem. Man can't be equal to God. Ach alav lihidamos elav. However, he has to be comparable to him. Al yehe belibo davar hasosa limidos Hashem. Yehudo shel adam, man's job in this world is lehis kadesh, to sanctify himself. Lishof al only bedargo, lishof al bedargos hakdusha elokis, to search al lishof kael. I think there's a misprint. I think it should say lishof al kael bedargos hakdusha elokis. Nimtza ze perish apasak. What does it mean? Nase adam betzalmenu kidmusenu. Nase koach bo lanu bilvush haroy lanu karoy lanu shenoad lihidamos eleinu. Man was created with the ability to be godlike and to represent God in this world. Let's continue. And again, vayivra el, same thing. Vayivra elokim es adam betzalmo. Bitu izeh nishnekan pa'amim mispar. Harei kan hadgasham yuchedesh. Levusho hagufani shel adam. Dafka man's body. Hu royal elokim v'holim yudoki. Kach limdasonu Torah. The Torah here is teaching us. La'akir u'la'arich es kvodo elokim shel aguf. God, the Torah here is teaching us to believe in the tremendous value of our bodies, not just our spirits. U'kudushas ha'guf, u'shmiras tzalmo ha'eloki, heim yisod musad l'chol zikuch musari u'tnai l'chol ma'al ruchanis. Not only does man have to treat his spirit with holiness, man has to view his body as a source of holiness. The acts that man does, the eating, the physical acts, the running, the jumping, the sexual activity, all of man's physical body is supposed to be elevated to Kedusha. Kedusha sa guf ushmir samahein yisod musad. Ukechol shaharuach mevakeshes lesalos kein goveres hadrisha l'kedusha sa guf. If man wants to elevate to spiritual levels, he can't do it without his body. The way he eats has to be sanctified. The way everything about him. Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu karas bris im Yisrael. At the very beginning, when God entered into a covenant with the Jewish people, v'chein v'kach chazav v'hekim es anoshes atara. What did God start with? What's the first mitzvah? Pasach b'mitzvahs milah. Hamakadesh es aguf. U'mitzvos rabos haksuvos b'torah. Lobo el etzorech takanas aguf. What's the idea behind bris milah? Man's body is sanctified. Man has to elevate the arla. Everything that's impure in the body, we have to elevate it and sanctify it. Laholed es haguf, lazuno ulakaimo behechshe taharas atzelim, to watch over the purity of the body. Laman Yosef haguf v'yoselim elokim v'lo tamei shekes toeva. And now Rav Hirsch continues here, and he says this 6 times in the parasha. I only have 1 time to. Rav Hirsch continues to harp on the idea, man and woman are created absolutely equal. Men and women have the exact same level of Kedusha and importance in the world. They have different roles, but they are both necessary, right? A pitcher is not supposed to play second base, and the left fielder is not supposed to play catcher or pitcher. They're not supposed to pitch. Zachar and Akeva Barosam. Kol Balei Achayim Nivru Zachar and Akeva. Now, interestingly, all of animals were created male and female. Ach, hakasav lo hiskizos, but the pasuk doesn't mention this except by man. Kach limdasanu Torah. Kishnei haminim nivru meis Hashem b'meisharin. Both of these species, man and women, were created by God equally. Ushneim ke'echad nivru b'tzelem. Davar zeh mudgash b'hadgasham yuched al-idem avrim b'loshen yachid. Lashon Rabin, right? Zachar, right? Betzelem Elokim bara oso, Zachar u'nekeva bara osam. Echad hu adam shemir betzelem, vareu lefaneinu Zachar u'nekeva. The human beings are male and female. Rak Shnei Haminim. Only man and woman together. Migalmim Beinam Es Musag Adam. They complete the idea of man in his completeness. Continues of Hirsch. Pru, Revu, Miluas Haaretz, and Kivshua. These are the four areas that man has to complete his idea. Pru is marriage. Revu, family. Miluas Haaretz, society. Kivshua is our relationship to the physical world. And Rav Hirsch says about 20 pages on each one of those. But we're going to have to suffice it. Man has sanctity in marriage. Man has sanctity to transmit his values to his family. Man has miluas haaretz, an obligation to his community, to be part, to fix the world and fix his community and fix other people. And man has a relationship to the non-human world. Let's continue. Shabbos. 50 pages on Shabbos. Vayichulu. Oh, but I have to tell you this one thing about Vayichulu. He says the word Vayichulu means two opposite things. Kala means to destroy, and Kala means to finish and complete. Says Rav Hirsch, if you want to finish and complete everything, you have to destroy something else. If you want to be a tremendous Talmid Chacham, you can't also be a great doctor. You could do both pretty well, but you can't be outstanding in both. You can't be the absolute best doctor in the world and the biggest Talmid Chacham in the world. Not going to happen. Whatever you put all your energies into, you're destroying something. To make something complete, you have to be destroying something. Every time you put your energies after something, you're making a decision to not put your effort and energies into something else. You can't be everything to everybody at all times. So the word Vayichulu, God stopped creating, but he created something else. He created Shabbos. By ceasing and desisting from creating, that's what he made into Shabbos. That's what the word Vayichulu. Vayichulu. Shoish kalamechad shtei horos. Hamenugados. Kala is lehishame, to destroy, to stop. And kala means to complete. So, just like tam. Any completion of something means you have to stop doing something else. A person does not come to perfection. You have to be all in. You can't become great at anything without being all in. You have to leave any other goal. A person who wants to be perfect at everything, he will only end up getting Yizke Bekulam Rak L'chatzai. Yeah, you could be a pretty good guitar player and a pretty good doctor and a pretty good Talmud Chacham and a pretty good ball player, but you can't be great at everything. It's impossible. You could be a great musician, but you're not going to be as good a ball player. You could be a great ball player, you're not going to be as great. It's just impossible. Siyum Abriya, I Hesabas Shel Brum Nosafim, V'Musa Gechad, Hashabas, Hanuch Shel Abriya, Yesh Ba Mishem Miskalas Abori, Yosem Yesha Be'etzim Mitziusim Shel Shamayim Ba'aretz. Ilu Nesava Olam Yisibos Fizios, She'em Bisod Ha'machshav Ha'vrotan Chavshi, Ilu Nolad Ha'olam Bikochas Ha'teva Mitzibo, Ketanas Ha'chuminos B'chaldoros, Madua Shlitas Hashabas B'Briya, Madua Chadlu, Oh, I have to call it off. All right. Last 2 points. It's going to close. Rav Hirsch says, if the world was created with a Big Bang Theory, if the world was created with forces just all of a sudden just continuing to go, why did it stop? Why did it stop? Vayichulu. Shabbos is the oath that God created the world. Why did it stop? Vayichulu. It all stopped. If it was just a series of processes that kept on colliding and making the whole world, so where are they now? I don't see them. Where are they? The world stopped. There's no one's creating anything Yesh Me'ayin anymore. No one is creating. Everything's just reproducing. So this is the greatest symbol of the fact that God created the world. That's why Shabbos is the os. The fact that God stopped. The fact that God stopped creating and said no. She'amar la'olam odai. Said no. You have your particular area. You can't. We can't create anymore Yesh Me'ayin. That itself is the greatest. Is the greatest proof, and that's why Shabbos is the Eidus of the world. And just the last thing.
Okay, I can't. Last thing. At the entry, after man sinned in Gan Eden, God placed the lat acher v'mesapeches. He placed a double-sided sword, and he placed kruvim to watch over Derech Etzachayim. You have to read it inside. But Rav Hirsch basically says, there's two paths to the Etzachayim. There's the sword, and there's the kruvim. The sword is the double-edged sword, la acher v'mesapeches, is all the tsaros and problems and issues of life. All the tsaros and problems and tragedies of life are there as the path to the Derech Eitz HaChayim. That's what watches over the path. That's the path to the Derech Eitz HaChayim. Through tsaros you can get to the Eitz HaChayim, and through Kruvim. Kruvim is the reminder of the grandeur and majesty and the times that we see God's greatness and grandeur and majesty. Both of those ways are paths to God. And again, he says it literally in 30 pages. But it's unbelievable what he's got to read what he says. I go be two paragraphs over here. These are the two paths. And then he talks about the Derech Eretz. There's actually a third path he talks about. The three paths to God, he says. There's sorrows and tragedies, that's the double-edged sword. The Lad Harav is a pechas. The Kruvim, that's God's majesty and grandeur. And then there's Derech Eretz. Rav Hirsch talks about Torah im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah. That you can see God in nature, as he didn't speak about, in culture, in art, in the beauty of the world. All of this is there to bring us to Torah. The beauty in nature, the beauty in the world is all there to show us the beauty in Torah. Torah is the ultimate wisdom and beauty of God, but Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah. All of these things are ways to bring you. Tragedy and sorrows, and when you see God's amazing, miraculous majesty, of the Kruvim, and also Derech Eretz. When you look at the world and see culture, you see nature, that brings a person to Torah. So I tried to give you a little bit of a taste, but my 40 minutes this morning did not do anywhere near justice of Rav Hirsch's 175 pages of incredible brilliance and majesty. But just to sum it up, I hope that as we begin Bereishis, we begin a new cycle of Torah, we re-energize, and we're gonna ask Rav Hirsch to take us this year through elevating our souls, realizing that we have the complete ability to do whatever we want. We have the complete ability to elevate our bodies, to follow in what God, just like Hashem, just like with the three words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, God had complete free will to create the world however he wanted, so too he placed in man, who's God's representative on this earth, complete free will to do whatever we want, to decide to pick up a sefer, or to decide to spend hours of wasting time on the internet. That was a note to self, to myself. He's telling us to elevate our actions or to lower our actions. When we look at food, when we look at the world, we can decide to be a pig and totally gorge ourselves and be animals, or to elevate with a bracha, with kavana, to elevate with a bracha. Everything that we have the complete free will. It may be the will of Hashem that we, this year, we elevate it, and all of us together, bring the world to its creation, bring the world to its fruition, bring the world to its elevated purpose of tzedek, chesed, emes, justice, and kindness, so that hopefully Hashem will have mercy on his world and ultimately redeem his world and bring us back to Gan Eden, which I didn't have a chance to talk about the original, about going against original sin and all these things. So much to say, but hopefully I gave you a little bit of a little piece. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Again, this year was dedicated by Jerry and Esther Williams in memory of Jerry's mother, Mrs. Judy Williams, Chava Besla Yehudis Basar of Yosef, in the merit of the learning that we did. May her neshama have an aliyah. Have a great Shabbos.